This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaykum, peace be unto you. I'm Eddie, your host. You are watching The Dean Show. This week is Kids Week. That's right. We've had all the adults on the show. Now we want to bring you the future generations to come. Parents doing a great job. Some parents want to do a great job. They don't know how, so they need some motivation. So inshallah, God willing, when you see some of these kids that we are interviewing and you see some of the wonderful work that they're doing, you'll get inspired and hopefully you will have a better idea on how you can do a better job, a good job on educating your kids and calling them to the goodness that the Creator of the heavens and earth calls all of us to. Because you know that when we die, everything stays behind. But that righteous child, the good deeds, they still keep coming in. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Zuhair, who's also authored a book and has read over 1,400 books. I believe that's about 39 books, somewhere around there, a month. It's not too bad, huh? So when we come back, we're going to talk to him. Stay tuned here on The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean.
This is The Dean Show.
And we're back here on The Dean Show with Zafar. Zafar, is that your name?
Yes.
Salaam alaikum, little brother.
Alaykum salam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Now, what did you just say? You said Alhamdulillah. What does that mean?
That means all praise to God.
All praises to God.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Tell us now, you're here on The Dean Show. Have you ever watched The Dean Show before?
Yes.
Are you ready to have some fun?
Yes.
Now, you are the brother. We've had your sister on the show. What's her name?
Her name's Alia.
Alia. So she's older than you, right?
Right.
Now, she's written more books. Are you planning on catching up to her? Because you're also an author of what? How many books have you authored?
One.
One? So how do you author? Your mom helps you out with this?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the name of your book?
The title of my book is Things Your Kids Should Know, Strangers.
Things Every Kid Should Know, Strangers.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your book.
At the beginning, it had a story, and at the end, it has a few tips.
A few tips? Give us one of those tips.
That it tells you who's a stranger. A stranger is someone who you don't know.
So to stay away from strangers.
Right.
Don't take candy from strangers.
Yeah, or anything.
Don't get in a car with a stranger.
Right.
Things like that, right?
Right.
That's a good book to write. And how many books have you read?
I read over 1,400 books.
1,400 books. So
yes.
That's about, let's say, around close to 40 books a month. That's good. So your mom told us that you cry. There's a story in the Quran. You know the Quran? Now, that's my next question. Who is Rasulullah?
Rasulullah is Muhammad, peace be upon him.
And who is Muhammad?
Muhammad is one of the last messengers sent from God.
So he's the last messenger sent to mankind? Was he just sent to the Muslims or he sent for everybody?
Sent for everybody.
Now, in this Quran, there's a story about a prophet named Yusuf. Do you know who Yusuf is?
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about Yusuf Estes or Yusuf Islam.
Yeah.
We're talking about Yusuf the prophet. Your mom told us that when you read this story, you cried. Is that true?
True.
Now, why did you cry?
A few weeks ago.
Why did you cry?
Because his brothers were really mean to him and they threw Yusuf, peace be upon him, into a well. This made his father, Yaqub, peace be upon him, very sad that he eventually went blind. Imagine, how would you feel if you were thrown into a well?
Wow. So this was something very sad. It made you sad, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us, what are some of the fun things that you like to do?
One of the fun things I like to do is read.
I see, 1,400 books. That's a lot of reading. Yeah. Now, are you trying to catch up with your sister? She's read like how many? 2,200 books?
Yes, 2,200 books.
You guys compete, like have a good competition? You're trying to catch up to her?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you inspire to be? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to move to the Quran, inshallah. I would like to have a risk organization where I can help people who are sticking cars, ditches, water, fire, stuff like that.
Wait, so the one thing you said you want to memorize, the verbatim word of God, the Quran.
Yes.
Which, that's not hard to do because that's one of the miracles of the Quran, that it's the last and final testament, the last and final revelation. It's memorized by millions of people all over the world. And you want to be one of those who also has memorized it?
Yes.
So you're working it. Have you memorized some of it already?
Yes. I'm on Surat At-Takwir.
What's one of the surahs that you like to recite most often?
Al-Kawthar.
Can you recite it for us?
Yes. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna a'tainakal kawthar. Fasalli rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
Do you know how to recite Al-Fatiha?
Yes.
Can you go ahead and recite this for us? This is for our audience. This is the opening chapter to the verbatim word of God, the Quran, being recited in its original, how it was revealed 1,400 years ago. This is how it's being recited by a 20-year-old. How old are you?
Six.
Six-year-old.
Six and a half.
I was joking. Okay, by a six-year-old. Go ahead, take it away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
آمين. ما شاء الله. We're gonna be right back with more here on the Dean Show.
On the outside, everything looks good. You see the $100,000 cars. You see a lot of diamonds. You see a lot of females, and they think that this is, you know, this is the life. This is like, you know, paradise right here on earth.
It's not anyone's job to go into someone's heart and change their heart. Your job is to tell people what the truth is.
And the reality of it is, while I'm sitting here constantly paying for the disease, the cure was free.
I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Dean Show with my little brother. Well, in Islam, we call each other brothers because we're brothers in faith. Zafar, 8 years old, and you are the brother of Asiya, right? Alia. You are the brother of Alia,
yeah.
And she's the author of many books. You've authored one book, and before we went to a break, you recited some of the Quran. Surah what?
Surah Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Yes. So tell us, now you, mashallah, are doing some good things. Do you have other kids that you have that are your friends that you also play with and that you also recite Quran with and you learn together with?
Yes.
What do you guys like do for fun? You play soccer, basketball, some of the other kid things normal kids like you like to do?
Like circle and stuff. Yeah.
Circle? Like circling?
Yeah, circle.
Yeah. So tell us now, Zafar, what are your dreams and goals in life?
My dream is to master the Quran. Inshallah, I would like to have a rich organization where I can help people who are sick in cars, ditches, water, fire, stuff like that.
So that's what I asked you earlier. So that was the one thing before we went to break, to memorize the Quran. What did you say after that? What did you want to do after that? Say it again.
I would like to have a rescue organization.
A what organization?
A rescue.
A rescue organization. You want to rescue people?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And what else? So we got memorizing the verbatim word of God, the Quran, a rescue organization, and what else?
I would like to be a firefighter.
Tell us, do you know about a lot of the prophets? You mentioned Yusuf. Can you name some of the other prophets of Islam?
Sure. Yusuf, Yaqub is upon him, Suleiman, and Muhammad, Isa, Musa, Nuh, Hud, Lot.
You mean, that's good. What about Jesus, peace be upon him? What do you, when someone asks you about Jesus, what do you tell them, a non-Muslim, if he asks you about Jesus?
I tell them Jesus is the second messenger of God.
He's one of the messengers of God?
Yes.
Nice. And if people ask you, who is Allah, what do you tell them?
I tell them that Allah is our creator and he creates everything and he gives intelligence to people.
There's a beautiful, powerful surah in the Quran, Surah Ikhlas. Do you know this surah? Kul Hu Allahu Ahad?
Yes.
Can you recite this for us? Because this is a great explanation of who Allah is.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
I'm going to ask you another question before we leave. Also, tell us about Abraham. You know the story about Abraham in the Quran? Can you tell us about this story?
That once there was another messenger named Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and his father worshipped idols. So one day he decided to look for Allah. So he saw the star and he said, "This is my Lord." But now the star went away, and Ibrahim said that Allah cannot go away, or he cannot be scared. So he saw the moon shine bright. So Ibrahim said, "This is my Lord," but the moon went away when it was day. So Ibrahim said, "The moon, Allah cannot go away." So he saw the son, and then he said, "This is my Lord." And then the son went away, and he said, "This Allah does not go away." And then he realized that Allah wasn't the moon, star, or sun.
He wasn't the moon, he wasn't the stars or the sun. He created all these things, didn't he? So should we worship the sun? Should we worship the moon? Should we worship the stars? Should we worship Jesus? Should we worship Muhammad? Or should we worship the God, the creator of all these things? What would you say?
I would say the God is the creator of all of these things.
We should worship the one who created Jesus, right?
Right.
The God who created Muhammad, right?
Right.
The God who created the sun and the moon and everything in this universe.
Yeah.
That's simple, isn't it?
Right.
Good job. All right, so you want to memorize the Quran. You recited two verses of the Quran for us. Is there any other one that you like that you can recite for us?
Yes.
Which one?
An-Nasr.
Go ahead.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا.
Good job, good job. So now when you get older, would you like to come back on the Deen Show?
Yes.
Inshallah?
Inshallah.
Okay, so you keep doing good. You keep worshiping the one God, obeying your parents, learning all the different beautiful things that the Creator calls you to do, and inshallah, God willing, we'll have you back soon on the Deen Show to check up on your progress and how you're doing. How's that sound?
Yes.
Yes? Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
All right. And that was little man Zafar, 6 years old, already the author, with the help of his parents, one book. And I hope that this encourages you to get your children towards doing some of the most wonderful things that the Creator, God Almighty, in Arabic we say Allah, He's called us to do. He's called us to worship Him alone. He's called us to implement Islam, and He sent down the Quran, which is the last and final revelation sent to mankind. And as you can see, you got to hear some of the verbatim word of God, the Quran, by the young six-year-old. He's inspiring to memorize the Quran. So I hope you're also encouraging your children to memorize the book of Allah, the book of the creator of the heavens and earth, which was revealed over a span of 23 years. We have it today in its original, unedited, unchanged, untampered with. This is a revelation from the creator of the heavens and earth, which is millions memorized by millions all over the world. And you got to hear a little bit of it from our guest today. And I hope that this is an inspiration to all of you to continue, if you are ready, if you're not, to get on the ball. Because, as you know, death is approaching. It's close. And you won't get to take all those worldly things with you, the material things, but one of the things that stays behind is a righteous child. So you'll never be at loss if you're educating your children the right way, teaching them how to be the best, not only in acts of worship, but also best for being a benefit for society and mankind, doing good, inviting people to good. And this is how, when you leave this life, your good deeds are still going to be cashing in. They're still going to be coming in. When you have a righteous child, and when you leave, that child is left behind doing righteousness. So with that said, we hope to see you again next time here on the Deen Show. Until then, peace be unto you. The DVDs for Dawah, as Allah has said in the Quran, in Surah Nahl 16:125, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati, invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom, beautiful preaching, and reason with them in ways that are best. And this is a great opportunity for you to take up the obligation, take up the call, as Allah has told you to do, and share this beautiful message with the world, Islam, submission to the one God.
Come and see what everyone's talking about.
If you find one contradiction, it can't be from God.
But the rational idea, the rational explanation is, you do your best.
Give up worshiping God is one. I will never give up spreading this message.
We hope that you take that necessary step. You don't know if you're going to live till tomorrow.
So you got to find that urgency to do the right thing right now.
If you say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is attended our faith to.
It's cold, it's late, everybody's sleeping. I arise and ask Allah to forgive me. Oh Allah, you see, oh Allah, you know, all the sins I do. I turn to you to forgive my sins and my heart. I'm your sinful slave, you're my loving Lord. I'm the one who runs away, oh Allah, guide me.